I don't think they're, you know, we've been allowed to be complacent at any stage this year. I think that's, you know, the coaching staff has done a great job, led by Joe, and in that, you know, we've never been allowed focus beyond the game at hand. And even last week, there was absolutely no talk of this week. It was about semi-final of the Rabo and only that. And only today are we allowed to discuss Ulster and do our video work and so on. So I don't think complacency is an issue. I think you realise that all bets are off when you get to a final. Anything can happen, i.e. last year. And so, you know, with that, the form that any side brings into a final is irrelevant in a lot of cases.
Brian, you must have been impressed with Ulster's development over the last two seasons, getting to the quarters finally last year and then pushing it on again this time.
Yeah, like obviously Brian McLaughlin and David Humphreys have done a great job in progressing their squad. You know, they've got a nice mixture of some experienced internationals, obviously the South African contingent, but you know, John Afoa gives them some steel as well, and then obviously they're big players in Fez and Rory Best and Andrew Trimble, but as well some of their younger guys have really stood up to the plate this year. You see the likes of Craig Gilroy, Darren Cave has played really well. So I think they have a much stronger, you know, a much greater strength and depth within their squad now this year, and I think that's if you want to be a competitive side in Europe and in the Rabo, I think you have to have the ability to be able to play 30-35 players in both competitions.
And Ruin Pienaar's Amnon Octa point stats would suggest that, you know, Leinster's discipline would have to be top notch to avoid conceding penalties. He's been bringing forward two knockout games.
Yeah, discipline's going to be key when you have a guy that's able to knock over penalties from kind of, you know, 55 and 68 sometimes. Yeah, you can't afford to be giving away silly penalties. So like all referees, they try and put their stamp on the game early on, so particularly in the first 10 or 15 minutes we'll have to be very aware as to what we're doing defensively and in attack. I think there's certain aspects to referees' rulings have been targeted, you know, sealing off from an attacking point of view and players not rolling away. So there are, you know, a couple of small things. So we'll analyse Nigel as much as we possibly can in the build-up to it as well, and try and, you know, play a fast open game the way I know he likes the game to be reffed.